Rebound backside by Haverkamp. Petrelia with the lead by two. It's 11-9 with a 1:40 to go. Entry pass tipped away. Turnover on Petrelia. Third turnover of the game.
Yeah, that zone for Clifton Clyde. What Centralia needs to work on, great backside pass.
Baseline cut by Paige Joy. Easy bucket there for Clifton Clyde, and Cedars quickly to the lane, and she's fouled on the floor.
So we got offensively for Centralia, they're trying to attack the middle of that zone, but the zone is packed into the paint. They're trying to make that pass off the first entry pass from the point. Centralia needs to move the ball around side to side, stretch that zone out a little bit. Then you'll be able to find those gaps in the middle of the zone.
Dieters comes out as Hayden Kramer checks back in for the Panthers. Dropping the key to Keelan Rempe into the right corner. It goes to Hayden. Back to Rempe. Swings it near side to Tatum on the left wing. Tatum skips it over to the right corner. That's Hayden. Looking for an entry pass at the post. Skip pass near side. Three on the way by Tatum. Kramer is short. Rebound fought for and coming away with it. Stay with Gibbs. Gibbs. Oh, just tries to fight it. Hayden Kramer on the far corner. Throws it too strong. Out of play and saved in momentarily, I should say. But Clifton Clyde able to corral it. Fourth turnover now on Centralia. Locked in at 11. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Wirtz, easy runner is good. Spinning on her defender, she's got four. That's a 13-11 lead here for the Eagles.
Yeah, again, we're kind of beating a dead horse, but it should be an interesting thing. We talk about this a lot. Sub-state, whether it's football, basketball, doesn't matter the sport. You get into postseason play, everything starts over. Clean slate. Both these teams are really good. Last matchup between Centralia and Clifton Clyde, Centralia got the better of them by a lot. It wasn't necessarily a close game, but it's a sub-state final game. Clifton Clyde has no pressure on them. Centralia is expected probably to win, second-ranked team in Class 1A in the entire state. So Clifton Clyde just wants to come out. They want to play hard. They want to try to pressure Centralia and make them uncomfortable.
Clifton Clyde this year, 18-5. They are ranked fourth in Class 1A, Division number one. They'll be the road team tonight in their road red uniforms with white numerals and letters trimmed in black. This season, in their five losses, their worst loss came to this very team they're playing tonight in the Centralia Lady Panthers back on January the 3rd. Brief history here of Kieran Wirtz's squad. In 2020, they lost the sub-state to TVL foe Hanover. In 2021, they lost the sub-state final to TVL foe Jonathan West. In 22, they made it to state and lost to Jetmore in the opening round. And then the back-to-back seasons, 23-24, TVL foe Frankfurt knocked them out both times in the sub-state rounds. And last year, it was eventual state champion Frankfurt in 1A Division 2. How about the flip side, Bob? It's Centralia. They're a perfect 21-0. They're the TVL regular season champ, the midseason tournament TVL champ, and they were a part of the 4-over-4 in the COVID season of 2020. You and I broadcasted that game. Big-time comeback against Cunningham, where they are now etched forever as the 4-over-4 at stake. 2021, they lost to Clifton Clyde, this same squad, in double overtime at the opening round of sub-state. But since then, Boz, 22, they were state runner-up. 23, they missed the state tournament. But 24, they placed third a season ago at state. As mentioned, this year, they are a Twin Valley League tournament champ. And last year, they placed third, Boz, but in the semifinals, they lost to Little River. That team is the team that's ranked number one in 1A Division I. This is a Centralia Panther team led by none other than Owen Dieters, averaging 17 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 steals per game. But it's not just Owen Dieters that we'll talk about tonight, Boz. I know there's the Twin Towers that we've talked about all season long that you just love so much.
I do. We watched them play a bunch last year. Young freshmen, the Twin Towers inside, and the thing that I like about so much is from their freshman year to their sophomore year, the improvement that they've made. But they were good last year, and the thing I like about them, their footwork, their presence in the post, they don't panic, they got good post moves, and I really just like what those two do to complement that inside-out game with Owen Dieters on the outside.
You talk about Josie Haverkamp and Tava Gibbs. Gibbs averaging 12 points per game. Josie averaging 9 points per game as well. 8 points from Hayden Kramer. 6 from Tatum Kramer. We'll get your starters here in just a moment. We got to take a pregame timeout. We come back. We'll have starters as well as opening tip-off. Centralia, Clifton Clyde, TBL battle. Winner goes to the state tournament next week in Dodge City. Back after this timeout here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The FDA even considers omega-3's heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu option, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's almost time for the opening tip-off presented by Bob Schwartz Financial. We told you the five starters for Centralia, Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, Owen Peters, and then the Twin Towers down low, David Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp. For the Clifton Clyde Eagles, it's Lillian Stein, Brock, 9 points, 3 boards a game. Sevy Wirtz, who's the fourth leading state points per game leader of all classes with 23 points per game. We saw the state leader earlier tonight in Harper Weststein of Troy. Miley Hammond, she averages 8 points, 2 boards a game, as well as 2 assists. Callan Baker, a 5 points per game, 4 rebounds per game average. And then Paige Joy on the floor for Clifton Clyde, 5 points, 2 boards. Boz, this will be a fun one. It's a Twin Valley League battle. Two teams that know so much about each other. With a state trip on the line.
Yeah, they're familiar with each other. They've played each other a bunch. They've watched a ton of film. They've scouted, and it's going to be really interesting. It'll be a good game. I kind of look to Centralia and just see they outsize Clifton Clyde. Let's see if they take advantage of the points in the paint early.
Opening tip controlled by the Eagles at Clifton Clyde. They move left to right. Again, in their road, reds, white numerals, and lettering trimmed in black. Centralia in their home whites with the black numerals and lettering trimmed in orange. Centralia starts off man-to-man here defensively, and a near steal. It is a steal. Turnover on Clifton Clyde. Here's Dieters. Owen, left-hand layup is good.
With Centralia, they're just so physical on defense. They get a ton of steals throughout each game. They get 17 steals per game.
Here's a ball deflected. Another turnover on the Eagles, and Clifton Clyde Boz averages just 11 turnovers a game. They've got two early. Here's Kramer, a left wing three. No. Rebound for Dieters on the baseline. Owen, three dribbles, and then Sevy Wirtz picks up a personal. Her first.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Sevy Wirtz early in this broadcast. Sevy Wirtz, fantastic scorer. One of the leading scorers in the entire state, all classes at 23 a game.
Dieters, corner three, too strong. Fight for the rebound and coming away with it. Callan Baker for Clifton Clyde. She's caught in the backcourt, needs help. Gets it off to Steinbrock, who crosses the timeline, and a foul here will be charged to Tatum Kramer, 5'5" senior for the Panthers. Centralia leads 2-0, 1 minute gone by here at quarter number one. Pressure, pressure, pressure. That's what you're going to see a lot tonight from Centralia. Man-to-man defense here. Steinbrock to the left elbow, kicks it in the right short corner to Baker. Now back to Steinbrock. He looks to reset offense here with 6:45 to go in the opening period. 2-0 Centralia.
Yeah, you notice Clifton Clyde, they're really spread out. They're operating their offense, almost a five-out set, but they're about 35 feet away from the basket, trying to open up some driving lanes, and there it is. Steinbrock takes it to a hole, but gets absolutely blocked by Kaba. Good big-time swat there by Gibbs as Steinbrock unable to get that there, and another turnover here on Clifton Clyde. Dieters, right hand layup is good. She's got four, and that's the lead for the Panthers. 4-0, 6:20 to go in the first.
Well, this is where you just have to weather the storm if you're Clifton Clyde. Troy's got a ton of energy right now. Clifton Clyde's just got to settle in and really execute.
How could you not have the energy with this place that we're in right now?
This is standing room only. There is not a seat left in this house.
Filled to the brim, and it is loud here in Centralia. Deflection picked up, though, on the baseline drive by Hammond. Here's Wonderly, a deep three from the right wing. Riley Wonderly averages just 3 points per game. Now, Dieter, she tries to answer, and she does. Top of the key three. Check that. That was Hammond. I beg your pardon for Clifton Clyde. After the Dieter's three in the front court, here's Sebi Ward to the right block. Step through, shot made, but she traveled with it. Turnover number four. And back to the Miley Hammond three-pointer by the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Boz, that is her 46th three made this year. She's only made 15 two-point baskets this season.
She likes to set her feet behind the arc. She's comfortable back there. Come on, Jake.
7-3 Panthers with the basketball and the four-point lead here. Dieter splits two defenders, throws up a shot in the lane. No shot. Foul on the floor first, says the official, and that'll be charged to Lillian Steinbrock. Or check that, I'm sorry, that was on Riley Wonderly. Dieters to trigger it in, and it's a turnover. First one on Centralia tonight. Up the floor, Steinbrock, head fakes on a 15-footer, to the block, through two defenders, and banks it home.
What a good move, head fake that time by Steinbrock. She got a defender up in the air, and then took it strong to the rim. Good answer from Clifton Clyde.
Get past to Tatum Kramer in the corner, that three off the mark, rebound ripped away there by Hammond, and here come the Eagles in transition. Left lane line. Layup is good.
Well, about a minute and a half ago, you thought Centralia was going to really run away from this early, and now all of a sudden, Clifton Clyde back into this, ties it up.
7-7, and a three missed that time by Centralia's Josie Haberkamp, and a timeout here by Coach Kieran Wirtz. Tied at 7, 4:19 to go. We're back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A little 4-0 run here for Clifton Clyde. Ties this game at 7 apiece. Jake and Boz with you. MJ back at studio. Clifton Clyde with the basketball. Tied now at 7 with Centralia. 4:19 to go in the opening quarter. Debbie works with the right-handed dribble here for Clifton Clyde. Man-to-man defense applied, continuing here for Centralia, guarded by Hayden Kramer. Wirtz dribbling past Kramer, kicks it into the corner that time to Hammond. They reset out to Wonderly. Wonderly drives right lane line to the right elbow, cut off there by Gibbs. Man-to-man, Cora Thompson into the game for the first time. She replaces Haberkamp and Wirtz with a Euro step. Layup is good. And Clifton Clyde with their first lead of the game. It's 9-7 Eagles.
Well, I really like what Clifton Clyde is doing right now. They're running a five-out offense, but they are all the way extended to each corner of the front court. They're really looking for driving lanes so they can get to the rim.
There's a shot missed by Hayden Kramer.
Rebound is tied up. Possession stays here with Centralia. And Kieran Wirtz is talking to the official head coach for Clifton Clyde, saying, hey, that was a travel. Clifton Clyde staying in his 2-3 zone.
Yep.
Here from the beginning. Here's a left elbow jumper. Rattles home there for Tava Gibbs. Her first basket of the game, and we're tied at 9. Wirtz coming across the timeline, and a foul being called here. That'll go against Hayden Kramer, her first. Second team foul. Back into the game, Josie Haverkamp. Also back in is Tatum Kramer. So Gibbs and Hayden Kramer come out. Also into the game is Keelan Rempe for Centralia for the first time. Rempe averages 5 points a game. Steinbrock kicks it out, gets it back on the right wing, guarded by Dieters. Needs some help. Nobody home. Close to a 5 count, but she gets it off, and then a travel here by Jadalyn Bowen. Turnover number 5 on Clifton Clyde here in the early going. 3:05 to go, tied at 9.
Clifton Clyde, they're just very patient on offense. Again, I mentioned they're spreading Centralia out. Centralia likes to pressure you all over the court, so the defense is extended. There's tons of driving lanes, and that's what Clifton Clyde wants. Spread out that defense and attack the rim. Haverkamp at the high post, kicks it right wing. Rempe into the corner it goes. A 3 on the way by Tatum. Kramer's no good. Rebound Dieters, easy. Putback is true. The backside rebound by Owen Dieters. She watched that shot all the way, got in position to get that board and put it back in. She's got 9 of the 11 for Centralia. The lead is 11-9 with 2:38 to go in the first. Rempe guarding Wirtz, who passes it off to Steinbrock, guarded by Dieters. Can you talk about the extension of this Eagles offense right now, trying to keep the bigs out of the lane for Centralia. There's a free throw line jumper missed by Steinbrock. Rebound saved in to Haverkamp. Here comes Centralia crossing the timeline with Dieters on the right wing. Entry pass down low. Nice feed to Haverkamp. Shot too strong. Rebound tipped out of bounds to Clifton Clyde.
Yeah, Centralia, you really tell. I mean, they're trying to push things. They want this to be an up-tempo game. They're really attacking the rim. But again, go back to what you were talking with Clifton Clyde. Things Centralia has to do defensively in the half court, when a team's spread out like that, you've got to sag on the help side. There has to be great help side defense, or else there's going to be lanes to the rim for direct drives all night.
Debbie Wirtz, really good ball handler, gets fouled on the timeline by Keelan Rempe. Thompson will go out, back in, Tava Gibbs for Centralia. So it's Gibbs, Haverkamp, Tatum Kramer, also Keelan Rempe and Owen Dieters for Centralia. Steinbrock kicks it into the left court wing under 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now Hayden Kramer, top of the key, left wing now to Rempe. Two dribbles to her right. Dribble handoff with Hayden. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Deep three straight away. Rempe! Keelan Rempe! 5 seconds to go in this opening quarter, and a foul here by Rempe.
That'll loosen up that zone a little bit. Right now, Clifton Clyde's packed into the paint. If somebody like Rempe steps up and knocks some threes down, that zone's going to have to come out and guard them.
So Dieter's back in for Keelan, who's got her second personal. 4 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, 14-13 Centralia. Wirtz in the backcourt, has to go quickly. Hayden Kramer guarding her. Wirtz fires it up at the buzzer. In and out! We go to the second quarter. Centralia clinging to a one-point lead, 14-13. Here in Centralia, back after this timeout on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Bonds back with you. MJ back in studio. We've got a good one here. Clifton Clyde Centralia. The Panthers lead at 14-13 as we begin the second quarter in this 1A Division I Substate Championship game for the girls. The guys will be here tomorrow night. We'll have Frankfort Boys here on 92.1 KMZA. Credit Prophet will be on the call for that. Out of the quarter timeout, Clifton Clyde with the basketball, trailing by one. Right in a dribble by Callen Baker, needs some help, gets it off to Steinbrock. In the left corner, here's Hammond, a long three. That one's too strong. Off of Tatum Kramer, out of bounds. It'll stay with Clifton Clyde. And what's interesting, this is just a really simple offense that Clifton Clyde is running. You're going to try to drive to the basket. If you can get there, shoot the layup. If they shut you off with help side, kick out to where the help came from and try to shoot three. Here's a deflection and keeping it alive. Zoma Dieters, and she throws it right in the hands of Steinbrock. Some turnover for each team right there. Steinbrock from 15 on the left elbow now. Rebound ripped down though by Hammond for the Eagles. Down low it goes. One power dribble. Wunderlich needs some help. Ball on the deck. Picked up by Steinbrock. Out to work. Seve head fakes on a three. Now they slow things down a little bit. Steinbrock drives baseline. Kicks in the corner. Hammond a wide open three. Too strong, rebound tipped and collected by Dieters. Boy, Clifton Clyde got a really good look at a three there off the drive from Steinbrock. Dieters into the front court. Here's Gibbs, high post. Free throw line jumper is good. She's got four in the game now. That's where Centralia is going to have their success, I feel like, with this zone right now. If they can get the ball to the high post, that's two in a row that Gibbs made from that elbow, free throw area. Wirtz with the right-handed dribble guarded by Hayden Kramer. Spins on her at the right elbow, kicks into the corner. They reset now back at the timeline with Lily Stockman. Steinbrock. Now Hammond on the left wing will reset all the way out of the timeline again. Wunderlich and Gibbs comes out and a foul, Boz, 40 feet from the basket.
Yeah. Well, and I think you see a little bit of the frustration there because Centralia, they want to pressure you, but they're 40 feet away. So they're like, God, I got to come out this far and get him. And Tava just got a little over anxious there.
A massive size advantage for Centralia. So these smaller guards that are playing at the timeline, you got to come all the way out and guard them.
Yeah, and it's really smart for Coach Kieran Wordsworth for Clifton Clyde. I mean, he's trying to negate the size from Centralia by pulling them out away from the basket.
Inside drive, swatted away. How about that right there? Josie Haverkamp sent that back where it came from. Up the floor, Haverkamp, she's fouled and will go to the line for two. Oh, my goodness.
That was a big-time block. And we just said that these bigs for Centralia are having to go out on the perimeter and defend a guard trying to drive to the basket. Haverkamp got beat a little bit, but she came from behind and just swatted that away.
Wunderlich picks up her second, sending Haverkamp to the line. She's a 59% foul shooter this season. First one rattles in and out. One more up here for Josie. She averages 9 points a game. Gibbs would go out, bringing back in Cora Thompson. And Rimpy back in for the Panthers with those two fouls. She replaces Hayden Kramer. Second one is off the mark as well, but how about the rebound from Thompson? Back to Haverkamp. She fires it up and banks it in from eight. She's got to get her a little bit closer. 15 was too far. Eight was just right. Here's Steinbrock to the right block. Kicks it out. Baker back to Lily. They'll reset offense here. 18-13 here. A little 4-0 run by Centralia. 5.5 to go in quarter number two. Callen Baker to Wirtz in the middle of the lane. Ooh! Shot rejected by Haverkamp, but they say a foul with the body first. And that'll be two shots here for Seve Wirtz. an 84% foul shooter, Bob. She has shot 135 free throws this season.
Yeah, she's just a phenomenal scorer, great shooter. You get her to the foul line, you're in trouble.
Just the first on Josie. First free throw good for Sevi. .529 to go in the half. Second toss is good. 18-15, the score lead for Centralia. This game's been tied at 7. It's been tied at 9. It's been tied at 12. Very good contest here early on. Rempe head fakes on the left wing 3. Back out to Dieters on the right wing. She'll fire away. That's too strong. Rebound ripped down to Okora Thompson, and she hits the deck and travels with it. Turnover number 6 on Centralia.
Okora Thompson there. She did a nice job. Got the ball, but she was leaning too far forward, and she was going to travel, so she kind of got rid of it, got called for the travel anyways.
David Gibbs will check in for Josie Haverkamp. 5:10 to go in the half. 18-15, Centralia with the lead. Clifton Clyde with the basketball. Here's Sevi Wirtz. Guarded by Rempe, crosses the timeline. Settle things in about the volleyball 10-foot line. Man-to-man here by the Panthers. Kick into the corner. It's Bowen. Back out to Steinbrock. Guarded by Dieters. Now they kick it out. Here's Wonderly trying to go right lane line, but resets to Bowen. Left corner it goes to Hammond. Again, Clifton Clyde going left to right across your dial. Here's Dieters getting aggressive near the travel. Steinbrock dribbles into the free throw line. Her jumper, no. Rebound ripped down here by Tatum Kramer for the Panthers. Dieters into the front court. Owen drives baseline. A lot of contact, and there's the whistle. Miley Hammond will pick up the personal. It's her first, team's third. Check that second. Here with 4:24 to go in the first half.
Yeah, Centralia doing what they want right now. They're cleaning up the glass, trying to push tempo a little bit, get up and down the court. That time Owen Dieters got the ball on the sideline, took it all the way to the rim, trying to get along the baseline before she picked up the foul.
Triggered into Rempe. Now Dieters, right corner three on the way. No. Rebound fought for and ripping it down is Clifton Clyde and Paige Joy. It's a freshman, Boz, out there for the Eagles. Into the front court quickly is Wonderly. And a timeout here by Kieran Wirtz for Clifton Clyde. 4:08 to go in the first half at 18-15 Panthers. We're back in 1 minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake and Buzz back with you here in Centralia. It's 18-15 out of the timeout by Clifton Clyde. Eagles with the basketball moving left to right. Here's Steinbrock with the right-handed dribble. Top of the key, kicks it right now. Wonderly just holding the basketball as Gibbs has come all the way out on her, 35 feet away from the basket. Now dribbles into the lane, kicks it right corner now. 18-footer from Paige Joy is too strong. Rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer for the Panthers, and a foul on Clifton Clyde will go on Riley Wonderly, and that's going to be her third.
Yeah, the offense Clifton Clyde's running, it's great if you can knock down some shots because you're going to get a lot of open looks because they're so spread out. They're not making shots. It's going to be tough for them.
So Centralia slows things down a little bit here. 3:30 to go in the half, up 18-15, entry pass. Nice grab there from Tava Gibbs.
Great catch. The inside of the zone, two people were going for that ball. Gibbs jumped up, strong hands, pulled it through the double team and finished.
She's got six now, and a block on the other end against Sevy Wirtz, who gets it back, and Wirtz puts it through.
Great job, Sevy Wirtz. She got blocked the first shot, stuck with it, got a rebound, and put it right back in.
She's got eight. It's 20-17. Panthers with the lead by three. Dieters in the lane, throws up a shot. She's fouled, and they'll say on the floor. That'll be team foul number four on Clifton Clyde, and that's going to go against Lily Steinbrock, her second. So you got Steinbrock with two, Wonderly with three. Wonderly comes out. Hammond comes back in. Cora Thompson out for Centralia, and Haverkamp back in. So it's Haverkamp, Gibbs, Rempe, Hayden Kramer, and Owen Dieters. Here's Gibbs. Catches at the free throw line, kicks out Rempe, head fakes on a long three, gives it off to Dieters in the corner. That three, no good. Great box out that time by Haverkamp. Has her shot rejected, but gets it back. Now Dieters at the top of the key, resetting offense. Down low to Gibbs. Taylor, great catch again.
Another really good catch. Owen Dieters fired that ball to the corner of the backboard. Tava Gibbs able to jump up and grab that bullet. Just really strong hands. Aggressive when she catches it, able to draw the foul.
It's kind of one of those, like, hey, go up and get it, huh?
Yeah, you got to. Go up and get it.
Paige Joy with the personal sends Gibbs to the line for two, where Tava's a 58% foul shooter. First one off the mark. There's one area for Centralia so far tonight, Boz. It's free throws. They're 0 for 3 now from the line.
Yep.
Second from the sophomore is good. Timeout for Coach Dusty Thompson. 21-17, 2:53 to go in the half. We're back after this one-minute timeout here at 1A Division I Substate Championship Basketball in Centralia on your local sports authority, 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Centralia, Jacob Oz, MJ back at the studio out of the Centralia timeout. Panthers lead 21-17. Clifton Clyde with the basketball. 2:30 to go in the opening half. Clifton Clyde with the basketball, and that's Bowen. Her pass tipped away, deflected in a turnover, number 7 on Clifton Clyde. Here comes Owen Dieters and the Panthers. Dieters driving left lane line, splits the defender off the window, no. Rebound ripped down by Haverkamp. Her putback poked away. Bowen picks it up for Clifton Clyde and maybe got away with an extra step. They play on. Here's Sevy Wirtz breaking the timeline. Pass at top of the key and nearly a travel again by Steinbrock, but gets it off to Bowen. Euro step, that one will be a travel.
That was the third one, I think. Fans were lobbying for a travel the two previous times, and that one they got caught on.
Turnover number 8 now on Clifton Clyde in this first half. Again, averaging just 11 turnovers a game. We talked about the defense of Centralia wanting to speed things up, and they've done so. Hayden Kramer in the left short corner. Now left wing pass to Dieters, back to Kramer. Skip pass to Rempe on the right wing. Eagles content, Boz, staying in the zone defense as they have since the opening jump.
Yeah, I mean, it's really Centralia's offense in the half court really hasn't hurt Clifton Clyde. It's been when they've been able to get out in transition.
You got a foul call here on Clifton Clyde. It's going to send Keelan Rempe to the line for two, and that's going to be on Jadalyn Bowen, her first. But team sixth in the quarter.
throw off the mark. We talked about free throws yet tonight? A little bit. I think we have mentioned it. That's something, obviously, I mean, if you're going to make a run in the state tournament, you got to be able to knock down some free throws. Trey now just 1 of 5 from the line. Second toss. That one's good for Reppy. 2 out of 6 on the night for the Panthers. 90 seconds to go. It's a 51% foul shooting team. Wirtz breaks the timeline and goes right by Aiden Kramer, who looks confused as Centralia, whether they run man-to-man or not. I think Aiden Kramer thought maybe they were going to do a different defense there, and she was the only one that was not on the same page. 1 minute to go in the half, 22-17 Panthers. Here's Bowen, left lane line drive, kicks it out. Hammond on the left wing, now top of the key to Steinbrock. They'll reset. Rempe guarding Steinbrock. Dieters waits to check back in. Into the left corner, Hammond squares up for a three and then passes it back to the top. Here's Lily Steinbrock, looks up at the clock. 42 seconds to go in the half. Steinbrock wide open, backside find, and a layup is good for Baker. Great find by Lily Steinbrock. She pivoted through, went to the elbow. Help side defense came to her. Little bounce pass, little dime down to the block for the easy bucket. Under 30 seconds, looks like Centralia might hold for one here. 22-19. The lead, now under 20 seconds to go. Panthers with the basketball. Haverkamp, she'll turn around from 8. That one's short. Rebound, though. Kim puts it back up and through. She's got 9. 24-19. David Gibbs, she's having a half. She's been a beast in, on the block in those offensive boards. Here's a deflection and a turnover. Rempe over to Kramer, and Tatum didn't know there was no time left on the clock. We've reached halftime. 9 turnovers in the half for Clifton Clyde. But after 2 quarters of play, it's Centralia 24 and Clifton Clyde 19. We're back after this with the Highland Community College Halftime Report here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Boss back with you, and how about Wade Talley out there right now, Boss, sweeping the floors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's got a takes a village here in Centralia.
That's right.
24-19, Lady Panthers leading the Lady Eagles of Clifton Clyde in this Twin Valley League battle for a state tournament berth here tonight. And 24-19, Boss, maybe not the half that the state thought, nor the fans that are wearing black and orange. The Twin Valley League battle, and this is two very good coaches and two very good teams.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked a little off air. I've been a fan of Centralia for the last several years, just specifically with this group of girls and what they've been able to do. And I think if you look at the way that the two teams that played earlier this season, and it really was a blowout. Centralia took care of them, beat them by 30. So game plan for Clifton Clyde is we got to slow things down. We got to spread them out, try to take away some of their height advantage. And for the most part, Clifton Clyde's been doing that. Now, the thing I like with Centralia is when things don't go your way early, sometimes you can get in your head a little bit. I mean, they're only up five. So in their mind, they're thinking, wow, what is wrong? What's going on? I don't feel like that's their mentality right now. They're still doing what they do. They're getting out in transition. They're trying to go inside against the zone. I'd like to see them move the ball around a little more on the outside of the zone, stretch it side to side. Then they're going to be able to attack the middle of that zone a little bit easier with Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp.
First half statistics here tonight. Starting with Centralia leading the way. Owen Dieters with 9, and right there with her is Tava Gibbs with 9. 2 points for Josie Haverkamp and 4 in that first half for Keelan Rempe, making one of 2 Centralia Panthers threes. The other one made by Dieters. 6 first half turnovers for the Panthers, and that's per the usual.
Yeah.
12 turnovers per game for the Panthers this season. Leading the way for Clifton Clyde, no surprise, it's Sevi Wirtz, and she's got 8 points in the first half. And then 5 for Miley Hammond with a three-pointer, the only 3 in the first half for Clifton Clyde. And then it drops down to 2 each for Steinbrock, Baker, and Page for Clifton Clyde. The Eagles, however, with 9 turnovers in the first half, they only average 11 a game. So that tells me, as I'm sure it tells you, Trey's defense is really speeding them up in the back court. But when the front court happens, that's when you see Clifton Clyde spread them back out.
Yeah, and I think that's a key for Centralia here in the second half. If you can make this into more of a full court game and put pressure on Clifton Clyde with your full court press, get some turnovers and get out in transition, that's going to benefit you tremendously. When you let them get set up in the front court, it becomes a half-court game. That's when Clifton Clyde's going to have success.
Free throws in the first half. Clifton Clyde 2 for 2, both from Sevi Wirtz, and then 2 for 6 for Centralia in that first half. So there's, again, one area where you can look and say, okay, this could be improved just a skosh. It'd be the free throw line for Centralia. All right, Boz, before we take our final timeout here at the Highland Community College Halftime Report, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Boz, second half adjustments, second half things that Centralia's got to do to make their presence back in Dodge for another state tournament, which would be their 5th in the last 6 years.
Yeah, I think they've got to really get back to control and tempo of the game. That's a big deal for them. If they can keep this into a full-court game, like I said earlier, their full-court pressure. Early in the game, they had success with that. They turned over Clifton Clyde 2 or 3 times right away in the game. A lot of energy. Centralia was hyped up. And then Clifton Clyde started taking care of the ball a little bit better. They got set up in their half-court offense, and that's when things slowed down. I felt like Centralia kind of lost the battle of pace at that point. So if you're in the second half here for Centralia, speed them up, try to turn them over, get in transition.
They're trying to get to state for the 4th time. I need to make that correction. 4th time in the last 6 seasons. All right, we're going to step aside for our final timeout. We come back, second half action. Centralia, Clifton Clyde girls. Winner will go to Dodge next week for the state tournament in 1A Division 1. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Centralia, Jacob Oz with MJ back at the studios as we've got second half action coming up. 1A Division 1 Centralia Sub-State Championship game. And the Panthers in their home whites moving left to right now across your dial. We'll start the second half with the basketball and a 5-point lead. On the floor for the Panthers, Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Tava Gibbs, and Josie Haberkamp. For Clifton Clyde, Steinbrock, Wirtz, Hammond, Baker, and Wunderly. Here's Dieters, a deep left wing three, and she holds three fingers in the air and says, let's go. That's the first three she's hit in this ballgame. She's had several good looks in the first half, or second one. I didn't think she made one in the first half, but she's had good looks, but just not able to knock a bunch of them down. 12 in the game now for Owen Dieters. She hits the three at a very, very high clip, 37% on the season. Man-to-man defense is still being applied here by Centralia. Dieters guarding Steinbrock now. Out to the deep right wing it goes to Wunderly. Dribbles back between the perimeter. Now kicks it in the right corner. It goes to Baker. Skip pass near side. Hammond, a left wing three, trying to answer. No. Rebound ripped down by the Eagles. Now here's Wirtz, a right corner three. That's good. And that's Sevy's first three of the game. She's got 11.
She's the one I was thinking of that hadn't hit a three yet.
That's what
right. It was. Now, both of them, two really good players, just trading threes.
Here's Tatum Kramer trying to answer. That one's short. That was a right wing three and out of bounds to Clifton Clyde. That's an okay shot from Tatum Kramer. Again,
yep.
She can fire it from just about anywhere herself. Just over a minute gone by. No separation in points. It's 27-22. Centralia leads by five. Clifton Clyde in the backcourt. Wirtz breaks the timeline. Guarded by Hayden Kramer. Switches over. Now spins on her. Kicks into the corner. Top of the key. They extend it now to Steinbrock. Blows by Dieters. Into the lane. Near side Hammond. Back to Steinbrock on the left wing now. You brought this up off the air. Shot clock maybe has a different opportunity for this offense. Here's a shot missed. Tapped around and picked up by Steinbrock. And Eagles will reset offense here. Wirtz at the left block. Gets past the defender and a foul on the floor. That's going to be on Hayden Kramer. Be her second.
Yeah, that's been a debate. You know, there was teams this season that chose to have the shot clock, and so that's obviously something people are talking about. Is the shot clock a good idea? In this particular game,
Centralia would probably love a shot clock to speed up Clifton Clyde, but if you're Clifton Clyde, it's a great game plan. You're trying to take time off the clock. Wirtz tries to go right at Gibbs, just sends it right back. Now Centralia on the run. Hayden Kramer into the front court. Ball's tied up, and it'll be a turnover on Centralia, number 7 on the night. As it goes back to Clifton Clyde here with 5:57 to go in the third. 27-22, Centralia with the lead. Full court pressure being applied, and Dieters nearly pokes it free. Steinbrock dribbles around it, breaks the timeline now, crosses over to her left hand, into the near corner, goes to Hammond. Doesn't have a dribble, I don't think. Could have been a double dribble. Ball free, loose, out of bounds, to Clifton Clyde. That's something you see quite a bit. The pass went to the sideline. The player hit it in the air to the ground, picked it up with two hands, and then dribbled again. And it's a kind of a 50-50 whether they're going to call that or not. Foul here on Hayden Kramer, and that's going to be her third. Trying to get Sebby Wirtz an entry, and Coach Thompson says, I'm going to leave you in. Wirtz now, top of the key, guarded by Hayden Kramer, gets a screen. Head fakes on a three and gives it off to Steinbrock. And Coach Kieran Wirtz says, all right, let's reset here. Nice find backside. Shot missed, but a foul on Centralia. We'll send Callen Baker to the line for two. And that's going to be on, I believe, Tatum Kramer. And that's her second. Yeah, what's hurting Centralia right now in this spread offense, Lily Steinbrock is doing a really good job of beating Centralia defenders off the dribble. She's getting to the heart of the defense in the paint and then able to drop passes off when the help side comes. Hayden Kramer comes out. Keelan Reppy back in. Going out for Clifton Clyde is Hammond. She's replaced by Bowen. Baker misses the first free throw. One more coming. She's a 63% foul shooter. Second one rattles home. So the Eagles are within their closest margin in quite some time. It's 27-23. Centralia, only one basket here in this third quarter. That was a three by Dieters to start the third frame. Now a foul on Callen Baker, and that's going to be her first team foul. Dieters triggers it in, gets it back in the corner. Three on the way is short. Rebound taken by Steinbrock for the Eagles. So Clifton Clyde, a little bit of momentum on their side right now with 5:15 to go in the third. The way that they're running this offense, it just disrupts what Centralia wants to do defensively. So I'm interested to see how time keeps ticking here in this game as Centralia starts to show some frustration. Debbie Wirtz kicks it in the right corner, right back to Wirtz on the right lane line. They're going to call a foul here on Rempe, and that's going to be Keelan's third. So Hayden Kramer, Keelan Rempe, each with three personals. And that's the fourth team foul as well. So every whistle in the final 5:01 of this third quarter, Boz, will put Clifton Clyde to the free throw line. Yeah, tough spot for Centralia right now because they're trying to be aggressive defensively, but they're going to have to just back off just a little bit or else Clifton Clyde's going to shoot a ton of free throws. Hayden Kramer back in with three. Shot missed by Wirtz. Rebound cleared here by Gibbs. She'll bring it to the timeline and hand it off to Dieters. Centralia really could use a bucket here. Dieters cut off in the middle of the lane, gives it off to Gibbs, and a jump ball possession stays with Centralia to the pleasure of Coach Wirtz. To Clifton Clyde, he loves the energy that his defense has had here in this third frame. Dieters to trigger it in, puts it in off of the Clifton Clyde. That was, see, who was that, Bob? That was Jadalyn Prowin. And right off her back, she picks it up and puts it through. Yeah, that's a heads-up play by Owen Dieters. If you're a defender, you always got to see the ball. You can't just put your back to the baseline. Stoppage here as Centralia takes the timeout. We'll keep this one here. 29-23, 5 points in this second half for Centralia. All five from senior leader Owen Dieters, who's got 14 in the game now. And it's took the timeout by Coach Thompson. I mean, the 4:38 to go in the third. What's this timeout talking right now?
I think, the last couple possessions offensively for Centralia, they're trying to attack this zone, but on the last possession, Owen Dieters drove to the middle of the lane. You have Taba Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp. All of them are within 6 feet of each other. You're not stretching that zone. You've got to make that zone come out a little farther. Then you're not all bunched up in the middle, and you'll find those passing lanes and gaps.
Full court pressure being applied here by Centralia out of the timeout.
Gibbs, Hayden Kramer, Tayden Kramer, Owen Dieters, and Josie Haverkamp for the Panthers. It's Wirtz, Bowen, Steinbrock, as well as, excuse me, Joy and Wonderly for Clifton Clyde. Wirtz in the front court. There's a count started, and I don't know if that was close to a five call there against Wirtz, as Hayden Kramer has just enough distance on. Yeah, this is where it gets tricky, because if you come out, that's exactly what happens. Wirtz drilled right down the middle of the lane. Luckily, Centralia tipped it out. 10 turnover. Clifton Clyde, here's Dieters to the rack. Shot missed. There's Gibbs. Put that just in the foul. And Owen Dieters is more excited than Taylor Gibbs is. You know, I love it when some coaches will say, hey, let's keep even keel. You know, we don't want to see that kind of emotion. I'm the exact opposite. I love it when you do something good and there's fire and emotion. And Owen Dieters jumping up and down, trying to get her team excited about what they're doing. About ripped the head off of Taylor Gibbs with that excitement. Gibbs now with 11 in the game, free throw pending. She's got 12. 32-23, the biggest lead Centralia's had in a while. 9-point advantage, 4 minutes even to go in this third quarter. Wirtz will bring it across the timeline now. Centralia not as aggressive on this extension this time around, Buzz.
Yeah, they've got the four fouls, so they're not going to come out too far. If Clifton Clyde wants to hold the ball in half court and just bleed time, they're fine with a 9-point lead.
Steinbrock kicks it near side, Bowen. Dieters comes out on her, thinking, hey, I got pretty good defensive prowess, and picks up the 15th foul on Jadalyn Bowen.
And here's what Centralia's got to do. I mean, this is an aggressive team. They'd like to play pressure man. Centralia's just, they get frustrated a little bit, and they come out on them. And you got to understand the officiating crew, they're calling the touch fouls, so you just got to back off a little bit.
50% foul shooter here is Bowen, makes the first. Right before that happened, Boss, you said there's 14 fouls. Second free throw here by Bowen is good. No, bounces out. I tried to do the whole broadcast of prediction there. It looked good.
Yeah, it didn't.
And it bounced out. 32-24. Centralia with the lead by 8 into the front court. Staying in that zone defense as they have all game long as the Eagles. Not allowing Centralia to have much post presence. Hayden Kramer, great aggressive attack to the lane.
Yeah, that was a good move. Strong. She caught the skip pass. Defense was closing out on her, so she attacked as they were coming out. Got into the lane. Good jump stop. Take it up, draw the foul.
Bowen's got 3 now. And Kramer at the stripe, misses the first. Trying to get her first points of the game, Bob. She averages 8 points a contest. She's a 60% foul shooter on the season. Second one. That's good. That's something I waited.
Yeah, you did.
See if it goes through, you know?
Smart.
Smart. 3:09 to go in the frame. 33-24, Centralia with the lead. Wirtz now. She steps into a straightaway 3 at the top of the key. Miss. Rebound Dieters for Centralia. Panthers looking to push up the court. Wide open. Tatum Kramer. Layup is good. Great find that time by Owen Dieters. And their largest lead of the game now for the Panthers. It's at 11, 35-24. Ball poke free, picked up by Wirtz. And she might have traveled with it or a foul. Foul here by Cora Thompson. We'll send the 82% foul shooter, Sebi Wirtz, to the line for 2.
With Centralia, they're just scrappy. They're going to get their hands on those loose balls. And the way the officiating has been tonight, they're calling those reach fouls.
First free throw is good for Wirtz. And she's almost automatic to the point that I could go ahead and draw the circle and cut the line through, yeah?
Usually when you say that, the broadcaster jinx.
There's no such thing.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Rempe in for Hayden Kramer. Thompson, Rempe, Gibbs, Dieters, and Tatum Kramer. And she makes the second. What'd you say a minute ago?
Yeah, it didn't hold true that time.
2:40 to go in the period. It's 35-26. Panthers by 9. 2-3 zone. Here's a flash to the high post to Gibbs. Taven has the ball knocked free. Picked up by Steinbrock, and Gibbs picks up the personal. That's going to be 2 on her, but
more than anything else, it's more free throws here for Clifton Clyde.
Yeah, just a little frustration right there. Gibbs got the ball at the high post, and three girls collapsed on her right away. She kind of lost her footing, had to get rid of it, led to the turnover.
Two free throws here for Steinbrock, who's a 74% foul shooter, her first attempts of the night. And that's good. Thompson definitely not pleased with the disparity of the fouls in this quarter. Second one from Steinbrock. That's short. Rebound tapped from Gibbs, and she's able to collect it for Centralia. 35-27. Lead down to 8 here for the Panthers. Dieters to Rempe on the left wing. Back to Owen at the top. Swings it right wing. Kramer, Tatum. Back to Dieters. Back to Tatum in the corner. Nice entry down low to Cora Thompson. Her turnaround J is missed. Rebound to Wirtz for Clifton Clyde. And the Eagles looking to push maybe a little bit here. And Sebi will back it out.
They'll look to get out in transition, but they're pretty smart with it. If it's not there, they don't have an advantage. They'll back it out and get set up in the spread offense.
Under 2 minutes to go here in the quarter now. And again, this is falling exactly what Coach Kieran Wirtz wants to see. Sebi dribbles into the right elbow and kicks it back out to Steinbrock, who just holds the basketball.
You know, this style of offense, it just puts a lot of pressure one-on-one defensively. You can't give up a direct drive down the middle of the lane.
Oh, and Dieters, I mean, why not? She just looked at the crowd and said, let's go. She gets the crowd into it a little bit, asking for the fans to get involved. Here's Wirtz, drives to the elbow, nearly a travel, kicks it back out. Steinbrock, she nearly walked with it. Double team, kicks it out to Bowen. They'll reset, top of the key. Bowen drives in left lane line, and a timeout here by Clifton Clyde. 30-second break, we'll take it with him. 35-27, 107 to go in the third. Back after this timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
107 to go in the third, and at 35-27 Centralia. Clifton Clyde with the basketball. Jake and Boz with you here in Centralia. Class 1A Division 1 Girls Substate Championship game. Winner goes to Dodge City next week. MJ back in the studio. Here's Steinbrock with the basketball. Kicks it out left wing to Hammond. Back to Lily Steinbrock. Under a minute now. Clifton Clyde being very patient, driving in, and Steinbrock spins on Hayden Kramer. Again, over the limit are the Panthers, so they cannot foul Bob, and that's all that Clifton Clyde's been able to get here in this third frame, it seems like, just free throw attempts, and they're making them.
Yeah, they're just very content moving the ball around the perimeter. They're looking for driving lanes or Centralia to get frustrated and come out and foul them.
Bowen on the left wing extended, spins on Dieters, ball deflected on the deck. Bowen had it for a second, still loose on the deck. It was a tie-up. It goes to Centralia. It's picked up, though, by Steinbrock. Now Wirtz, under 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Steinbrock loses a handle out of bounds. That was probably, Boz, a 50-second possession, and no shot got put up.
Yeah, that was a really good defensive possession by Centralia. They didn't get overly aggressive. They didn't get frustrated with the length of the possession. They just stayed core in their defense. Finally got the turnover.
10 seconds to go on the quarter. 11th turnover on Clifton Clyde. Here's Dieters to Haverkamp on the right wing. 5 seconds over to Gibbs on the left wing. Tava spins. 2 seconds. Dieters got to chuck it up at the buzzer. She does, and it's too strong. We reach the end of three. Your score, Centralia 35, Clifton Clyde 27. Fourth quarter action coming at you after this one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Oz back with you, MJ in studio, as we start fourth quarter action here in just a moment. 35-27. There's a confusion right now as to whose basketball this should be, because there was not a tie-up, and they said that it was, remember, there was an opportunity for a tie-up, but there was no tie-up.
Yeah, it never happened.
Never happened. And so they got it to where Centralia is supposed to start with the basketball, but now they're flipping it and saying that it is Clifton Clyde basketball to begin this quarter. He didn't miss much in that third frame. Not very many score, not much scoring. 11 points for the Panthers in that frame. And 8 for Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde with one field goal in the third frame, a three-pointer by Sebi Wirtz. The rest were free throws. Here's Wirtz, who placed up a three. That's too strong, but another offensive rebound for Clifton Clyde. Bowen keeps it alive, dribbles it back between the rings, skips it into the short corner, and Page can't do anything with it. Now Steinbrock out to Hammond, who head fakes on a three, and she'll dribble it back out. Needs some help, finds Steinbrock, drives in the lane, shot off the window is good. Yeah, Josie Hagerkamp came over, tried to get a piece of that shot, couldn't get the block, but heads-up play from Steinbrock. She stopped early enough, didn't go all the way to the rim where she would have got a block. Six-point game right now with 7.5 to go in this one. Panthers in the lead, 35-29. Here's Tatum Kramer, a right corner, 3-2 strong. Rebound backside to Dieters. Owen, put back off the window, no. Rebound, she gets her own put back, though, Paz. She gets her own rebound. She's fouled and will go to the line for two. She shot that from the left block, hustled over to the right block to get her own rebound.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see players, they miss that first shot and they just kind of give up on it. Owen Dieters, she doesn't have any give up in her body. She went chasing after that one, able to get the rebound and put it back up.
First free throw is good for Owen. First free throw attempt of the night for Dieters. That was the fourth personal on Bowen for Clifton Clyde. One more coming here for the Panthers senior. Up, rattles around three times and back through. 16 in the game now for Owen Dieters. 1 point off her season average. 8 point lead for the Panthers. 7 minutes to go. Into the corner it goes to Baker, and a foul will be called here on Centralia as Wirtz was trying to drive in the lane. That's going to be on Tatum Kramer, and that's going to be first third. So Hayden and Tatum both with three. Rempe also with three. It's Gibbs, Haverkamp, Hayden and Tatum, and Owen Dieters on the floor for the Panthers. Wirtz kicks it to Baker in the corner. Top of the key now, Hammond. To fire a three over Gibbs. That hit the scoreboard, or the shot clock, excuse me. No stoppage. Up the court quickly. Gibbs, left hand, layup, miss. Rebound fought for by Gibbs, and she's fouled, and she's frustrated that she missed that bunny.
Well, she caught it. It was a near steal on the pass from Dieters to Gibbs. She caught it and gathered herself, but realized she was right under the rim, so she had to go one side or the other, went to the left, missed it, but Centralia keeps possession.
Sebi Wirtz picks up her second. Tatum Kramer comes out as Keelan Rempe checks back in. Dieters triggers it in, right back to Owen in the corner, drives into the lane, fights through some contact, and she's fouled. This one going against Sebi Wirtz again, and that's going to be number three for Sebi. Panthers have done a good job on Wirtz. She's got just 13 in this game, and I say just because she averages 23. There's a missed bunny by Gibbs, fight for the rebound, and a jump ball tie-up possession stays with Centralia.
Yeah, tough break that time. Haverkamp had it inside, an easy look at it, missed it, but then Got the foul call on the offensive rebound.
Timeout, Coach Thompson of Centralia. 37-29. We're back in 1 minute. 6:21 to go in this one. Winner goes to Dodge next week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the Coach Thompson timeout. Centralia with the basketball, and a foul be called here on Clifton Clyde, and that's going to be the fifth team foul already. This one called on Callen Baker. And that's going to be her third. But as mentioned, team's fifth already in this quarter.
It's crazy because it's almost flip-flopped exactly from the third quarter. Clifton Clyde was shooting free throws with about 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Now Centralia, they're going to be shooting free throws the final 6:18.
But Owen Dieter's at the line to shoot two. She makes the first. Gibbs will go out. Thompson comes back in for the Panthers. Second toss from Dieters is true. Owen. Now with 9 buzz here in the second half, giving her a game high of 18. 6:05 to go in this one. 39-29. Panthers lead is 10.
Yeah, there's going to have to be a time here in this fourth quarter, just under 6 minutes. Clifton Clyde's going to have to start being a little more aggressive offensively.
Wirtz tries to be aggressive, throws up a wild shot off the window, and rebound by Josie Haberkamp. Panthers now with a 10-point lead in the basketball. Hayden out to Owen, now right wing, Rempe. High post to Haberkamp. Nice skip to the corner, back out to Dieters. Head fakes on a three, spins in the lane, needs help, finds Josie. She'll fire from 18, in and out. Rebound fought for, and a foul on Thompson. That'll be the second on Cora. Second team foul with 5.5 to go. Full court pressure being applied here by the Panthers. Just standardized man-to-man. Wirtz into the front court. Seve spins, kicks out. Baker back to Seve. She'll fire a extended three. That one's no good. Rebound to Josie Haberkamp. She slows things down, finds Rempe. Up the court to Hayden Kramer. Back out to Dieters. And Centralia can work a little bit of time here maybe. Left corner it goes. Hayden Kramer back to Dieters, and Owens just says, hey, oh, back it out.
Josie Haberkamp had position on the low block and really working hard to get position. They're not feeding her the ball. She's wanting the ball on the block.
Kramer, a left wing three. That's Hayden. That went in and out. Rebound ripped down by Steinbrod. Looks to push. Quickly up the floor. Spins on the right wing. Kicks it out. Baker now to work. Left wing three on the way. Looks good. It is good. Second three of the half for Seve.
Yeah, Centralia, they lost Seve Wirtz. There's one player you cannot lose on the Clifton Clyde team. It is Seve Wirtz. Centralia had two girls that went to the ball. Skip pass went over the top of Wirtz.
16 in the game now for Wirtz, and then a foul on Seve, and that's going to be her fourth, third here in the second half, and it's going to send Owen Dieters to the line for two. Dieters has free throw attempts number 5 and 6 here in the second half coming up. First one is good. And Seve will definitely stay in this game, even with 4 fouls with 4:28 to go. She's the team leader in points. Thompson out. Gibbs back in for Centralia. Second toss from Dieters is short. Rebound to Gibbs, though, for the Panthers. Now Dieters on the left wing, looking to find Haberkamp, but they'll reset here.
Been a while since we've had both Gibbs and Averkamp in the game. Here's Zeters to the lane. Shot missed, but a foul on the floor. No matter what, she's shooting free throws. Foul on Lily Steinbrock. Yeah, Owen Dieters, she's so strong with the dribble, it's virtually impossible to not allow her to get to the rim. She's so physical. First toss on this side for Dieters is good. 6 of 7 tonight from the line. Second one rattles out, but Gibbs once again an offensive rebound. Two in a row off the free throws. 41-32, Panthers with the lead. 4 minutes to go in this one. Rempe on the left wing, back up top to Dieters. Final from Hiawatha's Osage City defeats Rural Valley Girls, 62-47. Dieters in the lane, shot missed, rebound. Haberkamp picks it back up and through. Pretty easy to do as a guard. If you just throw it up, dude, you know it's Big's going to rebound it for you. Yeah, Josie Haberkamp, her defender came over to help defense on Owen Dieters. So when the ball doesn't go in the rim, it comes right off the front. There's nobody there to box Josie Haberkamp out. Makes it pretty easy. Aiden Kramer picks up the fourth personal. And we got two free throws coming for Sevi Wirtz. And her dad, Kieran, says, I want a timeout. 3:42 to go in this one. 43-32. Wirtz back in 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZN.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Sevi Wirtz back at the free throw line for Clifton Clyde out of the timeout. 3:42 to go in this one. Jacob Oz with you, MJ in studio, makes the first. Second one on the way for Sevi is good as well. She's now 6 for 6 from the line. And she's got 18 in the game. 43-34, Centralia with the lead. Here's Dieters into the front court. Wide open underneath Haberkamp. Bank shot. It's good. Josie with 6 in the game now. Quickly at the floor. Here come the Eagles. Dish down low. Shot up and through by Wonderly. Her first basket of the game. And trading baskets now as this game's starting to pick up just a little bit with 3:10 to go. Tatum Kramer skips in the corner. Rempe. Smartly back to back out. Dieter straight away 3. That's good. That might be the dagger. That was a great pass. Rempe, she had an open shot in the corner, but Dieters came free at the top of the key, wide open. She made the extra pass. That always works. 3 straight away on the way. That's good. Back and forth. Here we go. Miley Hammond, her second of the game, now has 47 threes on the year. Dieters into the front court quickly here. 2:40 to go in this contest. 48-39. Centralia with the lead. Like Hammond heard me say, that might be the dagger and said, check this. Gibbs, she'll shoot a 3 straight away. That's no good that she's fouled and will go to the line for not one, not two, but 3 free throws. With Clifton Clyde, they finally came out of their zone. About 2:40 left in this game. Now it's man-to-man. I feel like if you're Centralia, you feel pretty confident. Zone's what's got Clifton Clyde here, but now they got to come out and match up. 2 for 3 on the night from the free throw line is Tava Gibbs, and she makes the first of 3. It was just the second on Hammond in this game. Second one, too strong off the back iron.
Thompson comes in for Averkamp. Hayden Kraber in for Keelan Rempe. Tava's got one more free throw here. That one's short. You could hear her say that as soon as she shot it. She's got 13 in the game. Wirtz took it up the floor. Three on the way for Sebi is short. Rebound knocked around and ripped away by Owen Dieters for the Panthers. 2:15 to go. Quickly up the floor. Tayton Kraber. She'll fire from 10. No. Rebound. Rimpy backside. Putback. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Loose on the floor. Diving effort from Gibbs and a timeout by Centralia with 2:06 to go. 30-second break. We'll keep this one here. Don't forget to stick around for our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show where we'll have our final statistics of the night as well as the player to bank on presented by the Farmers State Bank in Onega. Modern banking with timeless values. That's Farmers State Bank. 2:06 to go on this one. Boz, a good timeout there by Contreras to save the possession here up by 10.
Yeah, the thing I like about it, though, is even prior to the timeout is the effort, the hustle. That's a loose ball. A lot of times you'll see kids wait for somebody else to go get it. There was two players from Centralia, Tava Gibbs, and I think it was Cora Thompson, diving after that ball, able to get their hands on it so coach can call a timeout.
So out of the timeout, lineup for Centralia is Owen Dieters, Tatum Kraber, Hayden Kraber, and then Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp. For Clifton Clyde, it's Sevi Wirtz, Miley Hammond, Riley Wonderly, Jadelyn Bowen, and Lily Steinbrock. Panthers with the basketball, triggering it underneath their own baskets. Owen Dieters gets it into Hayden Kraber. Top of the key now to Tatum. Tatum high post action to Haverkamp. Kicks it back out to Dieters. 2 minutes to go in this one. Coach Thompson calls out the signals. Right wing, Tatum Kraber. Looking for a cutter. That was Dieters. Couldn't get her. Now Gibbs. She'll fire from eight short, but a foul will be called on the shot. It doesn't matter, Boz, if it was on the shot or not. It's two free throws coming up here for Tava Gibbs.
Yeah, good possession that time. Out of the timeout, they ran a set. They got a weak side screen from Josie Haverkamp. Tava Gibbs curling to the basket. Good play out of the timeout.
Two more free throws here for Tatum, or Tava, excuse me, who just went one for three. This one is good. She only gets to the line on average, Boz, four times a game tonight. Want to take a stab? How many free throws she shot?
Nine.
It's a really good guess.
Eight.
Okay. Second one is good as well here. Lead is now 12, 1:45 to go to in this one. Again, the winner goes to Dodge City next week. Centralia undefeated. They got a chance at a one seed. And here's Sevi Wirtz into the lane. And timeout here by Clifton Clyde as Wirtz hits the bucket. You see why she's a top five scorer in the state.
A really tough shot. A lot of contact. Probably could have been a foul. No whistle, but she didn't give up on the shot. She went ahead and made it with a lot of contact.
She's got a game-high 20 in this contest. She averages 23 in the game. 1:32 to go in this one. We'll keep this one right here, MJ. 10-point lead here for Centralia. Again, this game far from over, Boz, but I want to peek ahead just a little bit.
Okay.
Centralia, if they were to make it to the state tournament next week, they're undefeated. Little River, if they're able to make it, they're undefeated. It used to be a coin flip.
Okay.
Now it's a point differential in your wins.
Okay.
And this is something that, you know, when you're looking at, and it goes back to our conversation about 3 weeks ago of, and why are you beating teams 90 to 40 or something like that? You got to max those points out as often as you're able to for the situation such as that.
Yeah, and it's a really big deal. I mean, the one seed versus the two, I mean, that is a big deal. Just an easier pass sometimes if you're that top seed in the tournament.
Double team on Owen Dieters on this trigger in. Panther is able to get it into Hayden Kraber, who gets it off to Tava Gibbs, back to Owen Dieters, and a foul, I believe, is going to be sending Tava Gibbs to the free throw line. Foul there on Riley Wonderly, and I believe she has fouled out of this game. And she has. That'll send Gibbs back to the line, Boz. And I just said it a second ago. Do you remember how many times she's been there now?
Eight, you said last time.
Correct. So she'll have 10 free throws
in this game. First one is short. 5 out of 9 so far. Second toss on the way is good. 6 out of 10 for the night. Bosley, she shoots it right about 60%.
That's right.
Stats don't lie. Words quickly up the floor. 1 out of 3, but good close out there by Hayden Kramer. Now Bowen back to Wirtz. Top of the key. Sevy steps into a three. Is short. Rebound Bowen. Right block. Kicks it near side. Ball kicked by Gibbs. It'll stay with Clifton Clyde. Centralia with an 11-point lead with 1:09 to go. And the fans in black and orange are bursting at the seams right now. Entry to Wirtz. That shot missed. Fights for it. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Still no good. Rebound ripped away by Owen Dieters.
Oh, that's a tough one if you're Sevy Wirtz. You want those back.
Now Gibbs, still in the backcourt, trying to cross the timeline, and she does, and she's hammered. And we'll go back to the free throw line for attempts 11 and 12 for the night.
And normally a post player wants to give the ball to a guard in those situations. Hey, but Gibbs, she just put her head down and said, I'll bring it up.
I'm good with it.
I want to shoot free throws tonight.
6 of 10 so far tonight is Tava Gibbs. That was the fourth personal on Baker, and the first free throw is good. 7 for 11 as Haberkamp back in for Thompson. The 7-girl rotation by Centralia has been on point not only tonight, all season. Gibbs' second free throw is good. How about you? 8 for 12 from the line tonight, Tava Gibbs.
It's funny because every time she shoots it, she starts running to the basket like it's off. She thinks she's missing them. But she's making them.
Under a minute to go. 13-point lead for Centralia. A travel here on Clifton Clyde. And that'll be their 13th turnover of the night. And I believe that the black and orange can taste it at this point. Up by 13. 42 seconds to go. Clock moving. No pressure on the ball. And Centralia is good with just dribbling this one out. We might have a stoppage for a substitution potentially. As Coach Wirtz has wanting people to come to the scorer's table. Coach Thompson just told Owen Dieters to throw it out of bounds. To stop the clock, turnover on Centralia. And that was a way that not only can Clifton Clyde get subs in, but this is a chance for Centralia. And Owen Dieters, you're seeing the tears flow right now. Just her and Isabel Haberkamp, seniors on this roster. Isabel gets to come into the game now as it's a full line change for Centralia, up by 13 with 18 seconds to go.
Yeah, you mentioned the tears, a lot of happy tears going on right now for Centralia.
Claire Hyden as well as Isabel Haberkamp, the other senior, as mentioned, Kyra Neus, Maya Tanking in the game, as well as Milena Becker for Centralia. 10 seconds to go before this place is going to go nuts.
Well, we haven't even talked throughout this entire broadcast. The student section over there,
huge.
In their Hawaiian attire tonight. They've taken up a whole entire section.
Here's Wirtz. She's fouled by Tanking. Maya just wanted to get her name in the score column.
Absolutely.
Not score column, but in the score book.
Yeah, get after it.
That'll send Sevy Wirtz to the free throw line, and what a career that Sevy Wirtz has had so far. Just a junior, she'll come back next year, Boz, but got Miley Hammond, Lillian Steinbrock, Riley Wonderly, Jadalyn Bowen. This team losing a lot from Clifton Clyde on a good season for them as well. 18-5, they'll drop to 18-6 as Wirtz knocks down both free throws. She'll come out of this game as the Eagles, again, great game plan coming into this contest.
Absolutely.
The Centralia, the Panthers, well, they just pounced on an opportunity, boys, and they're going to Dodge City. This will be the fourth time to state in the last 6 seasons for the Panthers. Head coach Dusty Thompson takes over for Coach Roger Holthouse, and the tradition continues
here for Centralia, back to the state tournament, and we're back after this to wrap it all up here with the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Don't go anywhere. The Panthers from Centralia heading to Dodge next week.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
You might do Friday.
Tell them.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And back here, tell you one final time, you're listening to the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show here on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca. We got Jacob Oz here, MJ back in studio, and two teams come in here locally. Troy girls earlier tonight on the bottom bracket of 1A Division 1 here in the East. They win by a final of 43-31. And then the game we just got done was Centralia, the Lady Panthers, back to state for the fourth time in six seasons, defeating Clifton Clyde 54-43. Let's summarize this ball game for you here tonight, as both these teams very familiar with each other. Both these teams have great coaches. Both these teams have championship pedigree, and both of these teams have been to the state tournament multiple times in the past six seasons. But tonight, it was all about the Panthers and what Centralia wanted to do and what they were able to do here tonight, whether it was offensively going against that zone that Clifton Clyde packed down and making sure that there was no easy opportunities for the bigs for Centralia, or on their own offensive side of it, frustrating Centralia by slowing the game down and really just playing keep away for a lot of possessions in that ball game. It didn't matter, though, because the Centralia Lady Panthers come away victorious, led by none other than Owen Dieters, 17 points per game on average, 23 points tonight for Dieters. Had 9 in the first half and 14 in the second, a lot of them coming from the free throw line, as she attempted 8 free throws tonight, going 6-for-8 from the free throw line, all of those coming in the second half for Dieters. And then how about the game that Tava Gibbs had tonight? Tava Gibbs averages 12 points, 9 boards per game. At halftime, she had 9 points. Boz, in the second half, she had 9 points as well. Check that, 10 points in the second half to finish with 19, as she goes 8-for-12 from the free throw line in the second half. Only one field goal for Tava in the second half, but finishes the game with 19 here tonight to complement Owen Dieters' 23. 4 points for Keelan Rempe all in the first half, 2 for Tatum Kramer in the second, and then a free throw from Hayden Kramer. As Centralia, they average 63 a game, just 54 tonight. You could allude that a lot to what Clifton Clyde did offensively, slowing this game down. How about for the Eagles, Sevi Wirtz? We knew it on paper coming in. You knew it on tape coming in. 23 points per game. She finishes with 22 here tonight. No other Eagle in double figures, as Miley Hammond had 5 for Lily Steinbrock, 3 for Callen Baker, 2 each for Joy and Wonderly, and a free throw for Jadalyn Bowen. Big story for me in this ballgame, Boz, and I'm going to get your thoughts here in just a second with your everything else that you've got, was free throw shooting tonight. At halftime, Centralia got to the line just 6 times, making only 2. In the second half alone, they got there 18 times, making 13 of their 18. For a team that averages around 50% from the free throw line, they made some hay in the second half. They did. I mean, they took advantage of those opportunities, and I would agree with you. That was a big swing in the game. You know, there was quite a few fouls late, so they went to the foul line. But prior to that, they got to the line more than they did in the first half. They were able to gain some momentum, and they were able to keep that separation because they were making foul shots. And they never let Clifton Clyde get within 8 or 9, I think, at any point in the second half. So really good job from the foul line. Got to make free throws. You want to keep advancing. It's a team that, again, been to the state tournament now 4 times in the last 6 years. As you took in this game, again, you're a big fan. Yeah, we call them the Twin Towers for a reason. We've talked about them for 2 years running, and we'll talk about them for 2 more years. But Tava Gibbs and Josie Averkamp. Averkamp finishing tonight with 6 points for the Lady Panthers.
are just so difficult to game plan for, and the opportunities that they allow for their team, really difficult, especially at the 1A, Division I level.
Yeah, so I want to talk about Centralia for a minute here, and, you know, on our scoreboard show, we haven't talked a ton about Centralia because they just win every week, so it's almost just mundane. They just do it. But Centralia, we said this from the very beginning of the season, they've got all the pieces, and I want to talk about Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Core Thompson, the girls out on the perimeter. They do a phenomenal job of handling the ball. They're making shots. That makes things easier for your post players in the block. Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, saw them play last year when they were freshmen, was really impressed at their skill level as a freshman, and they've improved a lot, and I love watching what they do inside, crashing the glass. You know, they're just always in the right spot. They work incredibly hard. I'm a big fan of what those two do inside, but I'm also a fan of the complimentary play from their guards. This is a full team. They got everything they need to make a big run next week.
Keelan Rampy, a big three in the first half. She plays about 20 minutes a game, one of the first off the bench. Coach Thompson consistently goes about seven deep on his bench. And that rotation, we talked about it throughout the broadcast tonight, is one that is tough to game plan for, because if you're going to focus down low, look out for the guards. If you're focusing outside on the guards, look out for from below, because
yep,
this is a team that can hit you in just about any area. And I want to give the folks at home an opportunity to know a little bit about the potential here, because
yep,
once again, we talked about it on the show a lot. We'll break it down tomorrow night in the final scoreboard show of the season. However, Little River and Centralia, if Little River wins tonight, they will go to state undefeated as well. The differentiating points in your wins is what's going to separate the one and the two seed. Troy, they're going to be the three seed. That's already been decided. You want to stay away from that kind of a matchup, but you know a little bit about that Little River team and how successful they can be.
Yeah, that Little River is a really good team. I know the head coach. They were really successful last year, made it to the state final, and got upset by, I don't know if it's an upset, I shouldn't probably say that.
No.
I don't know, state championship game.
Yeah.
But Frankfurt took them down in the state final game
after beating this same Centralia team a season ago,
yes,
in the semis.
So Little River, outstanding team, but for me, I mean, obviously we're biased to Northeast Kansas. I would love for Centralia to get the one seed, Little River gets the two seed, then you have a potential state final matchup, could be Centralia Troy. They can work their way through.
Yep.
That's what we would love to see.
That would be amazing if that could happen.
Love that.
And then we'll have a lot of local people,
yeah,
asking us, who are you pulling for? We're going to do the same thing we had to give last year,
yeah,
and 3 years ago, saying we want you both to win, but that can't happen, so we hope for a good game.
Absolutely.
We had a good one here tonight, though, buddy. We got a couple things to wrap up here. I need to know the Farmer State Bank player to bank on tonight, presented by Farmer State Bank in Onega, with locations in Westmoreland and Manhattan. Modern banking with timeless values, online at bankwithfarmers.com. Who is your player to bank on tonight?
Man, it's always tough. You could give it to a whole bunch of players from Centralia, but I'm going with Tava Gibbs. She finished with 19 points, 8 of 12 from the foul line, which is a really good improvement from what her season average is from the foul line. But here's why, really what set her apart as far as the player game. She got, a lot of it is just grind points where you're just hammering the glass, you're eking out offensive rebounds, you're just doing all those little things that, you know, it's, those are things that go unnoticed sometimes, is the effort and the hard work it takes to be a dog on the glass. And that's what she did tonight, got a ton of putbacks. There was a lot of times, I looked at you at one point, I said, man, I feel like Centralia should be up by 15.
Yeah.
But it was always 8 or 9 points. If Tava doesn't knock down a string of free throws there, maybe that lead goes back down to 5 or 6, and
sure,
things can change in a hurry. So, really good job. Clutch from the line. Big night from Tava Gibbs.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us here. Tomorrow, here in Centralia, we'll have the Frankfurt boys against Blue Valley Randolph. Crittenden Prophet will be on the call for that at 6:30. At the conclusion of that game, it'll be the final Community National Bank High School scoreboard show over on 93.7 FM tomorrow. Again, you can listen to all these games free, live, and worldwide at MSCSports.net, or download our mobile app, MSC Radio Group. And then tomorrow at 93.7, it'll be Donovan West Mustang Girls, as they will be taking on, this boss is knocking stuff over. Donovan West will be taking on Wabunsee with their opportunity to go to state as well.
And then again, tomorrow here on 92.1, we'll have Frankfort Blue Valley Randolph at 5:30. Over on 103.9 FM at 5 o'clock will be Perry LeCompton, Bishop Ward, followed by Sabetha Silver Lake Substate Championship games tomorrow. I want to thank our studio producer, MJ Hammock, once again back at the studio. Great work as always from my partner, Boz. This is Jake sending you off into the night here from Centralia. Earlier game tonight was Troy girls winning 43-31, and then the Centralia Panthers defeating Clifton Clyde 54-43 here tonight. We'll see you next week in Dodge City. Boz and I will be out there covering both of these two teams and hopefully the Frankfort boys tomorrow night. Boz can punch their ticket as well. Let's go. For Boz, this is Jake. Have a great weekend, everybody. Tune in tomorrow night for more Substate Championship action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.